We've made it to Tuesday. Eric Carpenter here. Thanks a lot for joining us. This is KCVL, KCRK. Well, all of the state legislatures around our area getting underway. The new governor down in Oregon, the Washington legislature getting underway yesterday. In Idaho, the governor, Brad Little, announcing proposals for property tax relief, education funding, and efforts to fight the influx of illegal fentanyl. That during his annual State of the State address. The Republican governor's speech, where he outlined his top policy priorities, that kicks off the Idaho legislative session. Little said yesterday, property tax relief should come in the form of increased state funding for local infrastructure, lifting some of the burden that local governments might otherwise place on property owners. He also announced a proposed scholarship program for graduating Idaho high school students and increased funding to fight the influx of fentanyl.
Experience, technology, satisfaction, a written warranty, and over 30 years experience. That's what makes Davis Auto Rebuild stand out from the rest. At Davis Auto Rebuild, customers are our number one priority, and we realize how difficult it is to be without your vehicle. So we make it easier for you with loaner and rental cars, and also help with your insurance claims. Call Davis Auto Rebuild at 684-3137 or stop in at 1175 South Main in Colville and see the Davis Auto Rebuild difference.
Seven people went to the hospital after a roof collapsed on bathers at an Idaho hot spring. The sheriff officials say the injured ranged in age from 9 to 70. They were all conscious and in stable condition after the collapse. Witnesses say 15 to 20 people were in the pool when pieces of wood began falling in the water, that at Givens Hot Springs, southwest of Boise. The two-year-old daughter taken by a woman into a changing room, and shortly after, the collapse came. She said it felt like an earthquake. Sheriff officials say there was no snow accumulation, and the cause of that roof collapse is still being investigated. Let's get an update from Cam Edwards on the direction of the Second Amendment rights during 2023.
What's going on in Washington and in the Pacific Northwest, because there is a lot of action. I think this is going to be the year that Democrats across the country really push hard for a ban on so-called assault weapons. If you look at where the gun control movement has gone over the last, say, two decades, their first fight was they wanted to try to ban handguns. And they ultimately lost that fight by 2008. The Supreme Court had ruled that D.C.'s ban on handguns was unconstitutional. Then they fought against the right to carry. So you could keep arms in your home, maybe, but you couldn't have a gun on your person. And they've lost that fight now with the Bruin decision. And so I think the gun control groups are trying to figure out, okay, well, where do we go from here? And if they can't ban handguns and they can't ban people carrying handguns, well, let's put all of our efforts or a majority of our efforts into banning these Gary Black rifles. And so we saw Governor Inslee and the Attorney General in Washington State say that they were getting behind a ban, so-called assault weapons. In Oregon, the same gun control group that really pushed Measure 114, they're now pushing for a gun ban at the state legislature. It's going to be really interesting to see, by the way, given what's gone on with Measure 114, and it's being held up in courts because of its constitutional concerns, and it only passed with, I think, 50.7% of the vote. I'm really interested to see how many Oregon Democrats are really eager to go after a gun ban bill this year. I think that would be a political mistake, but it's one that they still might make. But, you know, this is something we're watching in a number of states. Illinois right now, they are debating a bill called 5855, which would not only ban the sale and manufacture of so-called assault weapons, but existing gun owners would have 300 days to either register them with the state of Illinois or turn them in or become criminals. So I think the gun control groups are going to lose this fight too, but they are putting a lot of resources into trying to criminalize a very commonly owned firearm in this country and turn the owners of those firearms into criminals too. I think we've seen some really bad decisions, frankly, from some federal judges who I think are misreading the Bruin decision and are looking for ways to uphold gun control laws. The federal judge in Oregon, for example, really stretched to find what she considered historic analogs to what Oregon is trying to do. So Oregon wants to ban magazines that can hold more than 10 rounds. Judge Karen Immergut said, well, you know what? That's kind of like this law that was in place in Illinois back in the 1870s that prohibited paramilitary groups from assembling together because, you know, the intent of the state was they didn't want all that ammunition in one place. I mean, ridiculous stuff like that, right? So it's always easier and better to stop a bad bill from becoming a bad law than to challenge a bad law in court. And we're not going to win every one of these cases. That's the troubling thing. You know, I think we're going to win a lot of them. And I hope the Supreme Court is going to be very active in defending our Second Amendment rights. But they're throwing everything they've got, the gun control groups are, at us right now in the hopes that some of it's going to stick. Pay attention to what's going on in your state. Even if you live in a very friendly place and you think you've got nothing to worry about, the gun control groups are, they're getting involved in local school board races, right? I guarantee you that there are efforts where you live to diminish your right to keep and bear arms. So get involved, stay engaged. If you're looking for an organization to join, I would recommend the Second Amendment Foundation. You can find them online at saf.org.
Saunders Furniture is taking a page out of Canada's book this year with Boxing Day sales throughout the store. Saunders is bringing in the new year with new styles, savings, and selections from the World Furniture Market. It's out with the old and in with the new, so to speak. It's the January clearance sale going on now through January. Save up to 75% off on select items that have got to go. Look for the yellow tags now through January at Saunders Furniture.
A woman was killed by a falling tree during strong wind gusts over on the west side. The authorities were called into Fall City about 8:30 yesterday. They found a woman had been hit. The CPR was performed, but the woman died from her injuries. They are still investigating that death to determine an official cause. The tree fell during a wind advisory with strong gusts included in that area of King County. At about that same time, some 20,000 customers lost power because of trees coming down on power lines. And mental health and those type of issues continue to be a struggle to find help. 12-year-old Jazzy Helmy's number one focus is now on theater auditions, but she says middle school can be tough. He says she's going to audition to be one of the girls. It's a good type of stress, according to Jazzy. Her parents have spent years trying to get the resources she needs. I'm autistic, but as a person, I'm not just autistic, is what Helmy says. Autism is not Jazzy's only diagnosis, but the only one she feels most comfortable identifying. Jazzy's mom says it's the violent outbursts that are hard to control, the punching, yelling, kicking, screaming. Jazzy has stayed at the Seattle Children's Psychiatric Behavioral Medicine Unit more than a dozen times. A lot of the times I don't even remember what happens when I get really upset and mad, according to Jazzy. Well, sometimes she gets admitted, other times they're sent back home. So the question is, where do we send kids when they can't be handled at home? There are no resources. There are 41 beds. They take children age 3 to 17. But right now, Seattle Children's is reducing their number of beds due to upcoming projects and upgrades. So just last week, they had parents in the ER and waiting room for hours and hours, and ultimately were just sent away. It's a tough one. When you need psychiatric help or you need help from this hospital, there just aren't enough beds available. That is part of the overall mental health issues that, as a state, we need to be addressing.
You know Fogle Pump and Supply drills wells, but did you know they can improve the flow of your existing well? It's called hydrofracturing, and it opens new water-producing veins in your low-producing well so you get more water. Talk to the professionals at Fogle Pump and Supply about improving your water supply with hydrofracturing. Fogle Pump and Supply, the water professionals.
We have high school basketball. That'll be coming up this evening. Colville-Newport basketball, 5:45 and 7 o'clock. Our next high school games after that, Colville at Deer Park on Friday night, again 5:45 and 7 o'clock. Earl Adams will have the play-by-play on 92.1 KCRK. WSU Cougar basketball back in action Wednesday. That's going to be down in Pullman when the Cougars take on California. Again, that's that late night affair, 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock the tip-off. On Saturday, Stanford takes on the Cougars down in Pullman, 4:30 pregame, 5 o'clock, the tip-off. The Seattle Seahawks, they are in the playoffs, defeating the Los Angeles Rams 19-16. Had to go to overtime. And then the Detroit Lions beat the Green Bay Packers. In the Seattle game, Jason Myers kicked a 32-yard field goal midway through overtime to give Seattle the victory over the Rams. And then it was just hours later that the Lions were able to beat the Packers, and Lions holding on in the final minute, final half minute to play. So the Seahawks, they are going to be the number 7 seed in the NFC playoffs. They play at San Francisco Saturday, 11 o'clock pregame, kickoff at 1:30. We'll have that on 92.1 KCRK. A look at today's local weather forecast brought to you by Colville Glass. Colville Glass excels at auto glass repair and replacement, residential and commercial windows, as well as mirrors and shower doors. Serving the people of our area since 1966 at 111 South Oak. Mostly cloudy today. In fact, this afternoon we might see some sunshine. 37 for a high. Kind of a chilly 20 degrees tonight. Partly cloudy. Areas of freezing fog Wednesday morning. A high of 33. A low of 26. Snow likely Thursday morning, and then it's going to change to rain because we're expecting 39 to be the high on Thursday. More rain Thursday night, a low of 35. Rain on Friday, Saturday, still a chance of rain on Sunday. Rain maybe mixed with snow early in the day on Monday, which is Martin Luther King Day. For complete auto glass, Lowy vinyl windows for your home or storefront, you can count on them. Colville Glass at 111 South Oak. Really appreciate your joining us on the radio. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL KCRK.